greetings and salutations. I want to welcome everyone to another episode of the JW Podcast, known as the Black and Bougie Experience. That's right, you are tuning in to the JW Podcast, known as the Black and Bougie Experience. And here we are at episode number 92. That's right, episode 90 plus 2. We are here. We are close to that 100 piece. It's about to happen. Couldn't believe it. When I started this, I never would have thought that I would be reaching 100 episodes, but God, we made it. I'm here. So I'm going to continue to push forward. Thank you all for the DMs, the text messages, however you reach me, giving me your feedback. Trust me, it helps me to move on, especially when you don't feel like doing it. I'm just being real. You know, I like to be transparent. Sometimes I just don't feel like doing it, but you all know that this is therapy for me. So a lot of times when I jump on, I'm speaking to myself, and hopefully by speaking to myself, that others, the message resonates with them as well. So I continue to do it. So first we're going to start with the number. What does 92 mean? 92, the number, means trust in your path. The forces might be telling you to trust the journey you are on, believing that everything will work out as it should. It is a message to keep your faith strong, especially during times of uncertainty or change. Does that go with the title of the episode? Well, let's see. The title of episode 92 of the JW Podcast, known as the Black and Bougie Experience, is titled Closure. That's right, closure. Well, you know we like to look into the definitions in the black and white because it always helps us to clarify things when we can start there. So what does closure actually mean? Closure is the end or the closing down of something. It can be physical, like the closure of your local library, or emotional, like the closure you experience when you finally come to terms with the end of a romance. Closure comes from the Latin clos, shut, and it has many different shades of meaning. Well, we're gonna tap into those different shades of meanings today. But before we do this, please make sure that you are tapping in on all of your social media platforms. If you're on Facebook, it is the JW Podcast, known as the Black and Bougie Experience. And if you're on Instagram, it is the Black and Bougie, B-O-U-J-E-E. No other spelling. It is the Black and Bougie, B-O-U-J-E-E Podcast. All right, so let's dive. So why closure? Why closure? It seems so finite. It seems so the end. So why are we doing this? Well, you got to think about it. You know, whether it's dealing with the, you know, the end of some love, tight friendship, you know, might be falling apart. Maybe it's a business relationship going south. Who knows? Closure is like that. It's like that missing puzzle piece. Yeah, it's like that missing puzzle piece. And it's just, it keeps you from moving forward. You know, until you close, what they say, until you close one chapter, you can't begin another. So, you know, just sit back for a minute, because we're gonna break this down and see where it takes us. So what I've done is I've, you know, as always, I like to break it down, kind of bullet point it out for you. And I've chosen five areas that I want to focus on when we're discussing closure and the importance of closure as we move forward. Now, of course, there's always many, many more, but I got about 30 minutes before, you know, I'm out of this podcast. So I like to try to keep it simple, to the point, things that you can connect with and hopefully you can use as you move forward. So what's going to be number one? Number one in closure is emotional healing. This is very, very important to close your emotional healing. Because see, here's the real. Closure is not just about, you know, I don't know, tying up loose ends or whatever. It's about, you know, just giving yourself the space to heal emotionally. And let me go ahead and send out a disclaimer. I am not a doctor. I am not a therapist. These are my thoughts and my thoughts alone. If you choose to follow anything that I'm saying, you're doing so at your own risk, because I am not I'm not a therapist. This is just what's going on in the mind of JW, okay? So I just want to make sure that we put that out there. But getting back into things, you got to give yourself the space to heal emotionally. And, you know, you got to remember, without it, you know, we basically, it's like we're stuck carrying around, you know, bags that weigh us down. And if you weigh down, how you gonna level up? So sometimes, you know, when we think of closure, it's really something that we've just slapped a Band-Aid on it. We really ain't stitched that thing up so it could heal. You know, it's a Band-Aid we put on the wound, or trauma, or, you know, whatever you want to label it. But what we really need to realize is that we have to put that work in to truly heal from the inside out. See, when we don't get the closure, it's like I said earlier, it's like you're carrying around baggage, or better yet, it's like you're carrying around a bag of bricks. And not all white bricks. I'm talking about bricks, building block bricks. And it's like you're carrying them around everywhere you go, you know, and all of a sudden you're just feeling weighed down and drained and burned out, and basically just being stuck in the past. But here's what you have to do. When we face those tough conversations, and we just deal with it, you know what I mean, head on, that's when you really, really begin to heal. And you have to, and I've said this for other things, it's always about giving yourself permission. You've got to give yourself permission to really feel all the feels. I know that sounds crazy, but that's how it is. You just got to give yourself permission to feel it. You know, process whatever it is that went down, and eventually let it go. So you can't be afraid. And I know it seems scary and it seems dark, but you can't be afraid to dive deep down. And sometimes, man, especially as tough as us men, if I'm talking to men, I'm talking to everyone, but if I'm talking to men, I know this is really, really tough for some. It's to shed a tear, even if you need to. If that's what you got to do, you can't be afraid to let it out. Because at the end, that's when that healing energy, it starts to flow. And real-time revelation. Y'all. Yeah. Should I say it? Yeah. And y'all may not want to hear this, but I'm just going to go ahead and say it. It is what it is. But this also includes cutting off physical intimacy with individuals that you may think that you cut off emotionally, but that physical is just keeping you attached. It's almost like an umbilical cord, you know. Maybe at a certain point in time, that umbilical cord gonna rot if it's outside of the body with the baby. You gotta cut that thing off so that baby can grow on its own. But that physical interaction that you're used to is just, all it's doing is it's keeping you bonded to a place that, you know, supposedly, allegedly, you cut that thing off a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is real time. Think about it. How many times have you convinced yourself that you're over someone. And all it is, you just find yourself tangled up in that, you know what I mean? You find yourself going back to that, you know what I mean? That physical connection, you know, whether it's, you know, a little hug, late night sneaky deek, or, you know, it could be a little casual fling. And it always is keeping you hooked. Even when you know deep down that thing ain't healthy, you know it. You know you have to cut that out your diet. It's like trying to move forward, you know, but you got that one foot stuck over there, and then you got another one stuck over here. And you know if it's 1 foot stuck over there, it's just not gonna happen. You're still gonna be connected to it. You never closed it. So if you're serious, really, really serious about getting closure and really moving on with your life, man, you gotta cut that thing off. You gotta cut those physical ties off. And I mean it. Yeah, I'm talking to you, whoever you are. You gotta cut those physical ties off once and for all. And I know it might be tough, but trust me, it'll be worth it in the long run. Give yourself some space and some freedom to heal without that thing just constantly pulling you back into the past. And you got to remember, regardless of what the feels feel, you owe it to yourself. You got to break free from it. It's like a chain. Because if you don't, you will not be able to see all the possibilities of the future. Yeah, that was a good real time. All right, yeah, back to our regularly scheduled program. Number two is clarity and understanding. And we're talking about key areas of importance. Number two, clarity and understanding. See, when you're seeking closure, it helps us to make sense of why things went down in the way that they did. Yeah. And I know sometimes you don't want to understand it, but you need to if you're talking about closure. And it's like shining a light on the situation so you can learn from it, you know, and boss up at the end and go on to the next chapter of your life. Yeah, let's really get into this, Claire. I like clarity and understanding. Some stuff coming to me as we even talk right now. So you got to think about it. When you're talking about hitting that, I guess, that clarity switch, it's like finally seeing that messy room. You know, you go to sleep, lights are off. You really don't know what the room looked like. But in the daylight, oh, you finally see. And then suddenly you see everything for what it really is. You see the good, the bad, the ugly, all of it. It's all there. It's all out in the open. And then maybe you realize that relationship was, more about convenience than genuine love. Think about that. Was it convenience or was it true, genuine love? Or that so-called friend that was really just actually holding you back from reaching your true potential? It's really gone. Remember, man, let the feels feel. That so-called friend. Were they holding you back? Whatever it is. But in that moment, that clarity, it hits differently. It's like your mind's own version of like a reality check. And here's when it gets real. When it gets really, really real. Understanding your part in the drama. Yeah, you got a part to play in it too. And it's easy to play, you know, play the blame game and say it was all somebody else's fault. But if we having real talk here, real talk, closure and growth are about recognizing our own moves in the game. I don't know. Did we compromise too much? Maybe. Did we play ourselves by staying silent on something that, you know, that really mattered? You got to think it's all about owning our own actions and learning from them. And the thing about this whole clarity journey, it's all about figuring out what we really value and need from the people that we let into our lives. Yeah. Gotta protect them gates, man. Can't let everybody in. It's like once we've seen the mess for what it is, and I hate mess, but when you've seen the mess for what it is, that's when you can really start to clean up. Can't clean up in the dark. You gotta get some clarity first. And then once you start to clean up, then you know you're making space for more uplifting relationships. People that really value you and your time. People that really value you and your time. That's when you know you're headed in the right direction. And I'm gonna tell you this, seeking clarity, it is the utmost, the ultimate act of self-love and respect. And this closure is deep. I don't even know. This has got me going real deep. Yeah, it's about self-love and respect. It's about valuing yourself enough to demand the heart to hear answers, things you don't want to hear, and being committed to your own growth. Even, hear me out here, even when it's tempting to just keep things, you know, dim in the dark, and you know, you just avoid the discomfort. Remember I told y'all before in the past episodes, you got to embrace the uncomfortable. So embrace that journey. And I know, trust me, I know it might be rough at times, but here's the thing, where it leads you to is a place where you're more in tune with yourself and what you truly deserve. Oh, yeah, I like that. That's fine. In the end, you got to think about it like this, man. Getting a clear understanding, your past is about to set yourself free. Yeah. And then once you set yourself free, man, you're ready to step into that future. So don't skip. Don't press go on those tough questions, man. Because that's when you get the hard truth. Dive right into them. Because here's the thing, on the other side of that journey, that's when it becomes so much more clear. I mean, the path is fully lit for you to be able to move forward. And that is where the way has been paved for the lessons that you've learned from where you've been. Oh, man. Yeah, I can go on and on for that clarity. I can't. I gotta go. Number three, acceptance and moving on. Acceptance and moving on. Let's dive into this. This step right here, this is where you take that pain, all that pain, and the heartache, whatever you want to call it, and you start turning that into straight power. Yeah, all of that pain, all that heartache, yeah, we finna power up. We ain't finna let it take us down. We finna take that and turn that into some power. You got to think about it. Acceptance is—it's not just about, I don't know, nodding your head and saying, "Oh yeah, it is what it is." Nah, it's a lot deeper. It's looking at pain directly in the face, acknowledging that it's there. You got to do that. Just look at it. Look at it and say, "Yeah, you here." That's it. Yeah, I see you, pain. You're there. I acknowledge you. I see it. yeah, you tore me up a little bit. But at the end of the day, it's not the end of my story. Nah. And see, this is when you got to let your ego go. Don't let your ego get to you. Acceptance is that moment. It's that moment of truth where you stop trying to rewrite the past. Past is gone, man. Clock out. It's out of here. It's letting go. Letting go of all of the fantasies and just dealing with the facts. And yeah, it might feel like you're giving up at first, but if we talking again, that real, real talk, you're actually just starting to fight. You're fighting for yourself, and you're fighting in ways that you probably have never even fought before. It's deciding that you're tired of letting those past hurts just straight up be rent-free in your head. Squatters just done moved in and just just done moved into your place and just sitting there rent-free. Nah, you got to get up out of my head, and you got to get up out of my heart. A lot of times we like to think like, yeah, nah, I ain't, and it's just all in my head. No, it's in your heart too, and you got to let it go. Now moving on, that's the action part of this whole thing. It's where you take all of that acceptance. We got that part clear. You take all of that acceptance and you start putting that into motion. You know, we love saying the word, man, I got motion. Well, this is the real motion. I got motion. Yeah, this is it. This is that real motion. Now moving on, you know, for some people it looks a lot different. For some people, you know, it's about that physical. You know, sometimes you got to remove some reminders of the past. You know, let them old text messages go, them old pictures. You know, them favorite socks. That's just sitting there in the drawer reminding you of that person. You know, sometimes you got to just change the whole routine up. You know, change the habits. Sometimes they just keep you looping. Just running in the same circle over and over again. You haven't accepted it. But here's the key. It's about building a life that you are really excited to just wake up to. Yeah, think about that. You've built a whole life, and when you get up in the morning, you don't feel this, you feel this excitement to just get up and live this life, this destiny that you've built. Because you don't put that past behind you, because it has no power over you. No power over your joy, your peace. It's about filling your life up with the things, I don't know, that light you up, man. That make you laugh. And it reminds you, how can I say this? It reminds you that there's so much more to life than what you've left behind. I guess that's the best way to say it. Yeah. Let me tell you this. Acceptance and moving on is not a one-time situation. It's day by day, like going to rehab or something. It's a step by step. It's a day by day. It's a minute by minute choice. There'll be days when it feels like, you know, you're taking 3-4 steps back and moving 1 forward. But every step, and I'm telling you this, every step, no matter how small it is, it's your own victory, man. And you got to celebrate that. It's proof that you are stronger than you ever thought that you could be. Trust me, and it is you being on your way to something that's greater. All right, number 4. Preserving your self-worth. Oh, I like this one. Preserving your self-worth. Closure. It's not just about putting that into the chapter, like I said before. It is about declaring loud and proud your value, especially to yourself. A lot of the things I'm talking about, this is you having an intimate relationship with yourself and having some real conversation with yourself and saying to yourself, I am standing here unapologetically me. And see, when we miss out on the closure, it's way easy, way too easy to fall into that whole dark hole that we were in before, where we started, and then all of a sudden we start second guessing our own worth, wondering if we're enough, and why things didn't, you know, why they went down the way they did. But check this, when you step up and you speak out your truth and you set those boundaries, yeah, the boundaries, we're not just talking, we walking the walk, and we talking the talk. We showing not just the world, but we're showing ourselves that we ain't here to play small. We're not here for somebody to dim our light. We're not here to dim our light by somebody else's shade. This is about refusing to let those past hurts or those failures or rejections or whatever make you question your shine. But those shady people, it's a whole nother different definition of shady. Those shady people, those are the ones that allow that shade to dim who you are. That's why it's important to preserve your own self-worth. It means waking up every day and choosing to believe in your own hype. You wake up every day, wake up in the morning, look in the mirror and hype yourself up. It's about knowing your worth even when others just don't get it. And like, why is she hyping himself up there? Because I believe in me. And I'm not settling for anything less than what I deserve. Say that. I am not settling for anything less than I deserve. And yeah, that means walking away from situations and people. Walk it out. And you're walking away from people in situations that treat you just real time. It's like you're walking away from people and situations. How can I say this? Like you're just one of the options. Like you ain't special. That's why you gotta hype yourself up. It's about recognizing that your worth is non-negotiable. You are not gonna negotiate my worth. It's mine. It's like wearing an invisible crown that reminds you and everyone else that you are royalty. I don't have to have that physical crown on. I know because I crowned me in the morning. When I woke up, I looked at myself. I believed my own hype. I got crunk and I put my crown on top of my head and then I walk out. Non-negotiable. You have to stand firm in your own worth. And when you stand firm in your own worth, you attract the kind of people that respect and love you, and it matches your energy. You got to teach people how to treat you by showing them what you accept and what you won't stand for. I don't know why I said that so passionately, but I felt it. So, you know, as I say, that great poet Gucci Mane says, you know, so if you're feeling lost in the sauce, wondering if you'll ever get that closure, remember this. You are the closure. You're closing the door on anything that doesn't deserve the highest goodness of you. Don't let anybody, including your own inner self, that's why I'm telling you, this is for you, your own inner self, your own inner critic. Don't be shady toward yourself. Don't dim that light that's yours. You're worth it. Got to keep your head up. Keep your standards high. And never forget the queen or the king that you really, really are. Rock that visible crown. Yeah. Man, I'm already 30 in. All right, let me try to wrap this up, man. This is getting good for me. Number 5. You got to embrace the journey. That's where we close it out at. Embrace the journey. This right here is about recognizing that every heartbreak, every setback that you've had, every L, we ain't taking nothing away from our journey onto greatness. Care about those L's. I don't care about the setbacks. I don't care about the heartbreak. I don't care about the lames in the past. None of that. I don't care about the self-inflicted that I've done. I'm closing all of that up. It's about understanding that the road to my own discovery and success, you got to remember, it's not always going to be smooth. The road is not, the road ain't always paved and nice. You know, sometimes you got to go over some rockiness to get to where you need to be. But at the end of that, it's going to be the dopest version of yourself. You've got to be able to embrace this journey. And if you think about it, that means you got to stop looking at the closure as just the end. But it is crucial to your beginning. It's crucial to your growth, your new beginning. Your new growth. That new growth. Ladies know what I'm talking about, that new growth. It's about, finding out the lessons and the losses. I told you, man, L's do not mean losses. For me, it's lessons. And it's strengthening that struggle. Every time something or someone tries to break you, you got to flip it on them and see it as an opportunity to build. And when I'm talking about building, I'm talking about building yourself. And you build yourself even stronger than before. The word resilience comes to mind when I say that. And if we keep it funky, the journey, it ain't just about reaching that destination. It's about who you are becoming along the way. It's about the whole vibe. It's about the process. And sometimes it's just, sitting with your own feelings and acknowledging, look, man, we human. And at the end of the day, you have to remember to celebrate your wins. Oh, man, come on, man. I don't have time for this. It's real-time revelations. It's too many. How many minutes I'm into this? Oh, yeah, 33 real-time. But I got to say it. At the end of the day, that closure is about taking back the control of your life. It's about stepping into your power. It's about owning your own story and showing the whole world what you're really, really made of. That's it. So what's the call to action? What's the homework? What is it? Well, first, I don't need you to sleep on closure. It's real. It's something that has to be done. I want you to take a minute. And I want you to think about any of the relationships or situations in your life that, could use some closure. Just think about it. Get out the pad, the pen, whatever the digital device, whatever it is. I want you to write them down. Then I want you to make a move and get to it. I mean, and that get to it could be if you're having a heart-to-heart conversation with some people, writing it in an email, a text, letter, or, at the end of the day, it's just making peace with yourself. I want you to take that step towards closure. And when you do take that step, I promise you, watch how it frees you up to chase your own dreams. And when you realize that and you chase your own dreams, you chase it with everything you got. Keep it real. Stay true to yourself. And remember this, greatness awaits those who are not afraid to close one chapter and start another one. Oh man, that was a lot. That was a lot. Thank you all so much for tuning in to another episode of the JW podcast known as the Black and Bougie Experience. I'm so sorry that I went so long. I hope that it's something that you can take and you can use as you move forward in this journey called life, as you go on the road to being the very, very best evolving version of yourself. But you cannot do that until you embrace this thing that is tough for some and not so much for others, which is closure. Thank you so much for tuning in to episode 92, Closure, of the JW podcast known as the Black and Bougie Experience. I look forward to speaking to you again and again. Be inspired. And as always, stay bougie.